As the rain fell again, the ground softened. Cole dug with his fingers and brought up mud to smear onto his swollen neck and face. He smeared mud over his broken arm and onto his ripped open chest. Maybe this would help keep the mosquitoes away. The wet dirt soothed Cole's burning skin. When his arm tired, he rested again. Gradually, rain pooled where he had dug up mud beside him. He stared at the muddy water, then placed his hand into the puddle. Each movement was forced as he cupped his palm and brought the brown, murky liquid up to his mouth. Again and again, he reached for more water. Sometimes only a few drops made it past his dried lips. But gradually, moisture coated his throat and finally allowed him to swallow. Cole let his weary arm collapse to the ground. Resting, he gazed out toward the bay at the eagles snatching fish from the surface. Nearer the shore swam a mother seal with her pups, their heads bobbing in the water as they worked the fish schools near the rocks. Cole scanned the ground once more and caught two more worms that surfaced with the new rain. He dropped them into his mouth and chewed. The animals weren't the only ones who could forage to survive. The sound of a twig breaking was Cole's only warning. He turned his head to find the spirit bear, standing barely 20 feet away, staring at him, one paw forward as if frozen in mid-stride. The bear's shiny nose twitched as raindrops beaded into splashed pearls on its shaggy hair. Its eyes glinted and flickered. Cole's heart raced, and his wounds throbbed. He felt the ripping of his skin all over again, and once more, the breaking of his bones. Too numb with cold and fear to even cry out, he eyed the spirit bear standing like a carved statue. Cole licked at his cracked lips. Had the bear returned to kill him, or was it just toying with him? He found himself trembling with fear, not of death, but of helplessness. He hated being at the mercy of the world around him. Why didn't this monstrous white creature just walk in and finish what it had started? A single bite from its massive jaw, one hard swat from its powerful paw. Anything now would tip the balance and end this nightmare. One way or another, Cole decided to bring this moment to a conclusion. His mouth held little moisture, but deliberately he dredged up spit from deep in his throat, all the while meeting the bear's intense gaze with one of his own. When not one more drop of moisture would form, Cole painfully lifted his head. He sucked in the deepest breath he dared. He was spitting at more than the spirit bear. He was spitting at his life. The world would take him to the grave with a slimy goober on its face. Cole Matthews would still have the last word. Preparing for his final act of defiance, Cole drew his chin back, then he spit hard, flinging the saliva with a desperate throw of his head. Pain attacked him from all sides, but he kept his eyes open. He wanted the satisfaction of watching this last moment. As if in slow motion, the glob of spit arched weakly toward the spirit bear, but landed in the grass far short of its mark. Cole collapsed. That was it, then. He had done all he could. Now the world could do as it pleased with him. The spirit bear raised its head slightly and sniffed the air with a long, curious breath. Then it started forward. Cole tensed. This was how the first attack should have ended.